You don't have to look so nervous. I just want to talk to you, that's all. If you didn't want a conversation, then you shouldn't have followed me back here. All I did was point to you in the crowd and offer for you to come follow me. It was your choice to do so. I want to get to the bottom of something. That's all. You were at the show in Falkirk the other night, weren't you? And before that, I saw your face at the beggar's hole, front and center, just like tonight. I had asked some of the other performers about you, if anyone else had noticed the constant in our audience. The towns may change. The setups vary from place to place. But one thing that we can always account for is you. You were even at Neuron in Doncaster, weren't you? I don't think there's been a performance you haven't seen. You probably know our routines better than us at this point. So why? Why do I see you at every show? My fellow performers don't think it's a bad thing to have someone as loyal as you around. They think it's good for business, but me? I know better. I don't trust you. I think there's something more to you that you aren't telling me. So what is it, huh? What aren't you telling me? What are you hiding from the world? Are you following me? Listen, if this is about what happened over in Harnsey, I got nothing. That asshole got what he deserved. I was just protecting myself. I ain't done nothing wrong. Okay, so you look confused. You're not with the police. Sorry. You just kinda give off those vibes. The way you're so stoic, basically not giving me anything to go off of. I mean, I'm just floundering in the dark here. I'm also not going to sit here and pretend it doesn't unsettle me to have you be so you while in such close quarters like this. With the show prattling on just outside my caravan, I doubt anyone has even noticed I'm missing, so you could really do anything you want to me. I'm supposed to return for curtain call, but unfortunately for you, you're far more interesting than getting some claps and cheers. If you aren't with the Harnsey police, then why are you following me? That doesn't make sense. You don't make sense. If you aren't following me, then why do you show up in the front row at every single town we're at? Being a very talented performer gets you a spot in the circus. It doesn't get you a dedicated fan like yourself. Why do you keep watching my act? Why do you follow it so closely? What are you hoping to gain from this? Alone time? Alone time with what? Me? Nodding your head, yes? That's not gonna work for me. I need to see you. You feel me tilt your chin upwards, and that way you can look at me. You're not escaping eye contact that easily. If I am remembering correctly, you have been following us for the past 18 shows, correct? It's kind of hard to forget a face as attractive as yours, especially when you come so consistently. I think that's the other reason I'm put off by this. You are a seemingly attractive and, I'm assuming, well-adjusted person. What are you doing watching a clown like me for? Judging by your outfits, I would assume you enjoy something higher brow than what we do here. Have you taken to slumming it for your little crush? Have I made that much of an impression on you, sweetheart? Oh, you fluster too easily. This is going to be quite fun. Scooting closer to you. You feel the ruffles from my bloomers. The lace feels nice against your exposed skin as I turn your face towards mine again. Not getting out of looking at me that easily. Up this close and personal, you can get a better view of my makeup. Considering how often you come to the circus, you've probably noticed I do it a little bit differently for every show. Yeah. I mean, I keep a few things the same. The smile. Obviously, the smile is the most important bit of any clown's makeup. It's unique to me, which is why I do it the same every time. I want to be recognizable from a distance. Only the color changes, and that's if I'm actually feeling it. I also keep the triangles above and below my eyes the same. I tried the line thing through the eyes one time, but it just didn't feel like me. And when I did crazy shapes on them, it felt like I was just trying too hard. I discovered mismatching triangles are what make me feel the most like my clown sona, you could say. You already know my stage name is Dazzle, but since you're talking to the woman behind the makeup, you can call me Evie. It's nice to meet you, stranger. What do they call you? I like that. It fits you. And what did you do before you decided to follow the circus from town to town? Oh, wow. That sounds... I'll be honest, it sounds so boring. Working a job like that seems like it would just drain the soul out of someone. I might perform almost every night, but it doesn't drain me like that. Like, sure, it's physically tiring. Sometimes emotionally draining if the audience isn't as hyped as I want them to be, but that's it. I feel like being bored and underestimated is somehow worse. If you want, you can always quit your job permanently and come join the circus. I've been in the market for a new assistant. My last one quit on me back in Doveport. Do you remember Lala? Yeah, Lala. Lala was the one that wore the yellow suit and did two big triangles as their makeup. Yeah, yeah. Basically, Lala was mad that I wasn't showing off my best stuff in every town. I tried to tell Lala that if you're always doing your best stuff, then it quickly becomes your worst stuff. You end up despising what you do because it's the same thing day in and day out. Variety is the spice of life, and I told Lala that. That's why while the routines are similar, they aren't the same. I also don't have any lines memorized. All the stuff I say is right off the dome, so it would be kind of impossible to do the same show two nights in a row like Lala wanted. Plus, if I'm being honest, I feed off of the audience's energy. If the audience is giving me nothing, why would I pull out my best stunts? Just for a mild applause? Maybe one gasp in the audience? No. Mm-mm. That's not worth it. Not to me, at least. I either need a big reaction or a big payday. And if I'm getting neither, then I'm going to adjust my act to your energy level. Because of that mentality, Lala quit on me. Told me I wasn't a real clown. Isn't that funny? Especially when you take into consideration that I'm the one who taught Lala all of the tricks. But it's whatever. It's in the past now. No need to beat a dead horse or anything. Especially when I got what might be my newest assistant right in front of me. It's obvious that you don't mind traveling from place to place. You've been living a fairly nomadic lifestyle since you decided to follow the circus, haven't you? You wouldn't have your own caravan starting out here. We have to buy these ourselves. I saved up for about a year to get this one. Until you make enough for your own place, you can stay here with me. I won't be giving up the bed, though, so you're either going to need to get comfortable with sharing the same covers as me, or you're going to be sleeping on that dingy couch over there. Either way, it's better than sleeping in a tent outside. At least in here we got a fireplace, an icebox, and even a hot plate. You'll have to figure out where you can store your stuff, though. My closet is dedicated to my costumes. And the sink in the bathroom is covered in the makeup I use. Don't you dare touch it. It's very expensive, got it? I know you haven't accepted the position yet. But are you really going to turn this down? You've been following us from city to city, sitting front row, imagining yourself performing with us, haven't you? This is your chance to make your dreams a reality. No more watching from a distance, fantasizing about it in your dreams. No, it's gonna be real. Taking your hand in mine, you feel the warmth soothe the nerves you've been fighting. While you might not agree, I think you're in the place that you've always meant to be, sweetheart. Every step on your path was taking you here. You just had to follow me enough for me to get paranoid. Make you think that you were someone from my old life or something. But you're not. You're just someone who is desperate to find their place in this world. I get it. You want people to call friends, a place to call home. I think the circus might be a wonderful place for a misfit like you. Here, you'll be like the rest of us. You might be an outcast to the rest of the world, but you'll never be seen as one here. There's always a place for you in the circus. So what do you say, sweetheart? Would you like to be my new assistant? Really? You would? Well, that was certainly easy. I thought it was going to be harder to convince you. Then again, you do come here every night. It's not like you were really going to say no. This is everything you've always wanted. It might even feel like a dream to you. Should I pinch ya? Well, if you are going to be my new assistant, you're going to need to make yourself useful. After a show, I find it's a bit hard for me to relax sometimes. With all the adrenaline pumping through my system, it makes it so hard to just calm down. Your first task as my assistant is to make yourself useful and help me out. Oh, look at you, staring at me so confused. I'll be more direct. Why don't you get on the bed, sweetheart?